Stachetainis, Perek Dalad Mishmehe. Zman Atze Kornim, Ba'am Tisha. There were 9 days during a year when a korban ate them with brought. We explained in the previous Mishnah that during the beginning of the second base of Migdash, when Klai Yisrael came back from Bavo, they did not find Eitzim for Maracha. And certain Mishpachos got up and were Menat of Eitzim for the Maracha, and the Chacham were Metakin, that those Mishpachos who were Menat of Eitzim should make a Yontif on that day that they were Menat of Eitzim, and they would bring a Korban and bring Eitzim for the Maracha. Be'echad b'Nisan b'nei Orach ben Yehuda. The first day in Nisan was Isman of the Korban Eitzim for the B'nai Orach who came from Shevi Yehuda. Be'esrim b'tamuz b'nai David ben Yehuda. The 20th of Tamid were the B'nai David also from Shevi Yehuda. The Eitzim that the B'nai Orach ben Yehuda brought on Echad ben Nisan lasted until the 20th of Tamid, which was when the B'nai David ben Yehuda brought Eitzim for the Maruch. B'chamisha b'av b'nai Parosh ben Yehuda. The 5th day of Av were the Korban Eitzim for the B'nai Parosh ben Yehuda, as the Eitzim that the B'nai Orach ben Yehuda brought on the 20th of Tammuz lasted until Chamisha Ba'av. B'shiva bo B'nai Yonada ben Rechav. The 7th day of Av with the Korban Eitzim for the B'nai Yonada ben Rechav who are from Mishpachat Yisro. B'asara bo B'nai Sna ben Binyamin. The 10th day of Av with the Korban Eitzim for B'nai Sna from Mishpachat Binyamin. B'chamisha asar bo. The 15th day of Av, B'nei Zatu ben Yehuda, Ve'imahem, Kohanim, Ulevim, V'chol Misha Tav, V'shifto, anybody who did not know what shevet he was from. U'b'nei Goyin Ve'eli, B'nei Koytze Ketzias. B'nei Goyin Ve'eli, B'nei Koytze Ketzias. Chazal explains that during the times of Shmad, that the Goyim were Goyzer, that Klai Yisrael were not allowed to bring Bikurim. What did the Kshem of the door do? They put the Paris Bikurim in a basket and covered it with dried figs, which are called ketzios. And they brought an eli, which is a large knife, with them. And when the Shomrim, who were making sure that nobody from Klai Yisrael went up to Yerushalayim to bring the Bikurim, asked these people, where are they going? They said, we are going with our ketzios, which means our dried figs, together with our eli, our knife, to cut up the ketzios and bring them to Yerushalayim. And they let them go. And the reason why they're called Goinvi Eli, because they were Goinvim Lev HaShemrim, as they tricked the Shemrim in order they would bring Bikurim. Be'esrim Bo B'nei Pachas Moab Ben Yehuda. The 20th day of Av was for the B'nei Pachas Moab Ben Yehuda. Be'esrim Be'elo B'nei Adin Ben Yehuda. Be'echad B'teves Shavu B'nei Paroshnia. And the first day of Teves was the second time for the B'nei Parosh to bring or Korban Eitzim, as in that time of the second Beis Hamikdash, they were Mitznadev Eitzim again on the first day of Teves. So therefore, they had 2 days during the year when they brought a Korban Eitzim. Be'echad b'Teves lo hayo bo ma'amid. On the first day of Teves, there was no ma'amid. The Anshei ma'amid in Yerushalayim did not read from Parshas Bereishis on the first day of Teves. Shehayo bo halel b'Korban Musaf b'Korban Eitzim. There was a halel, as it was Hanukkah, Korban Musaf, it was Rosh Chodesh, and Korban Eitzim, as we said, on Echad B'Teves, was a B'nai Paros to bring a Korban Eitzim, so therefore, they were too busy to read from Maaseh Bereishis on that day. Masechet Tainis, Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav, Chamisha Dvarim, Eru Et Aviseinu, B'Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, V'Chamisha B'Tisha Vav. There were 5 occurrences on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, and 5 on Tisha Vav. B'Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, Nishtabar Aluchas. On Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, as on Vav Sivan, the Asaras HaDibros were given to Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Zion Sivan to be Mekabel the Luchos. He stayed there for 40 days, which ended on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. He came back down on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, and that's when he broke the Luchos. Ubasa Atamid, when the Oivim, the enemies, besieged Jerusalem, and they had no more Kfasim left to bring the Talmud anymore. That was on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. V'hufka ha'ir. The city was breached. This was in Bayis Sheni. As opposed to Bayis Rishon, the city was breached on the 9th day of Talmud. V'saraf apostamis es ha'torah. Apostamis burnt the Torah on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. Kach kibanu ma'aviseinu. That on that day, apostamis burnt the Torah. Behemoth Selim Behechol. An idol was put into the Hechol. Some say this was the idol of Menashe that he put in the Hechol, which was therefore in Bais Rishon. Some say this is going back in a Pustimus, that a Pustimus put an idol in the Hechol, and therefore that would be in Bais Sheni. But Tisha B'Av Nigdar Al Beisenu Soy Kuntulars. On Tisha B'Av, that was when the Gzer was made on our fathers in the Midbar that they would not enter Eretz Yisrael because of the Aveira of the Meraglim. The Charav HaBayis Berishayna Uvashniyah. The bias, referring to the Beit HaMikdash, was Nechrav, both the first bias and the second bias on Tisha B'Av. The Nilkada Beitar. Beitar was captured on Tisha B'Av as 52 years after the Chorban. A tremendous army from Yisrael went into Beitar, and Ben Koichva ruled over them. And he was Matzliach in his Mohammed for 3.5 years. But then Aidei, Chet Ador, and his own Chet that he killed, Rabbi Lezer Amodai, finally the Romans captured him. And with him were killed close to 600,000 Jews. The Nechrashah Air, and after the Chorban Bayis HaRishon, Yerushalayim was plowed over, like the Pasuk says, Tzion Sada Techeresh. Mishenichnas Av Memaatim B'Simcha. From the beginning of Av, we're mechuyas to reduce our Simcha.